Hello everyone, how are you doing today? This is Dr. Sumer Sethi with my pep talk, and today I will talk to you about how to handle new questions in a test. Now every year I keep seeing a lot of students sending me messages about, sir, in the exam I was, you know, there are questions which are new, how do I handle them? Now in any good quality exam that you are appearing for, it could be your, say, your NEET PG exam or your AIIMS PG entrance exam, you would have questions that are on a trickier scale. This is how the exams are structured. Any good exam is structured with 25% questions on a very easy level, 50% questions on moderate difficulty level, and 25% questions on a higher difficulty level. That is the usual standard understanding that we as examiners would have. Now why this is there is because, you know, in any exam we have two purposes. As an examiner, I have a purpose that I want to help the student to pass the exam or get to the qualifying marks. So we give 25% easy questions so that, you know, anybody who is a fairly okay candidate should be able to pass. That is our, you know, intent. And when they, you know, so 25% marks are there because of the easy questions, and then you can, you know, scale up with the moderate difficulty level paper. But then there are questions which would require specific comprehension. These are questions which are not directly from your, you know, class notes or your textbooks or the books that you've read. These are indirect questions. These are the kind of questions which require you to apply what you know into a domain which you do not know. And these are the questions which have been framed as rank defining questions. In any exam where we have to give a merit list as examiners, we have to have this graded question base so that we can do a rank determination. Now this is not like, you know, it's very different from a pass-fail exam. Competitive exams are different from a exam which would be purely pass and fail, because here there would be rewards for getting good ranks. For example, if you get a good rank in NEET PG, you will have more subject choices with you and you would have more place choices with you. You can, you know, join in better places, better hospitals and better, you know, subjects. Better is as per your choices. You will have more ability to choose. Now to have that ability, the examiner has to create a paper which has a discriminatory component. And that is why in every exam which is well framed, you would have some questions which would require you to sincerely think. These will be the questions which will be indirect. Now, my idea and my experience so far in all competitive exams is that once you get into a domain of, let's say, top 1000 ranks, top 500 rank, top 2000 rank, now here and beyond, when you go forward, now these are the discriminatory questions which will make you the rank 1 or rank 2 or the single digit ranker in the exam. Now how do you handle those discriminatory questions is the key. Now do you get angry in a mock test when you see a discriminatory level question? Now that is the point which I wanted you to correct. Now suppose you are appearing for a DAMS CBT or a DAMS Grand Test and you find some questions which are tough. They require application, there are new concepts, and you have to apply your mind to it. What is your reaction to such questions? Do you get angry when you see them? Or are you excited to see something new? Now, it has been well, you know, accepted that winners are people who, when they look at a new challenge, they get excited, just like children. Do you remember when you were in class 4 and your school teacher told you that there's a place called as Greenland? You were so excited. You were not angry at the madam that why she is telling something new or why is the test having something new. You wanted to sort out things. You want to, you know, you have to seek challenges. So my idea is when you learn to do that, so in the mock test, in the CBTs, in the practice tests, please, try to apply your mind on a question which you find as difficult or you think that you don't know the answer. Now my suggestions are, whenever you find such a question, dig deeper into the question. when you dig deeper into the question, you will find that when you look at the four choices and the question, if you're a good student and you are actually aiming to be in the top bracket, you will find that, you know, although you don't know the question, there will be some things that you know. They will create an opening. You will enter the question through those openings. For example, sometimes in a question, I enter into a question through a choice. Not through the question. I don't know the question, but I know the choice. Sometimes I know the visual. Sometimes I know the, you know, the lab value that is given, and I don't know the clinical picture, but I know something, and you enter into the question. And then you start digging into it, ruling out one by one, and you reach to the answer. You would not be able to do all of them. That is true, because that is the beauty of a competitive exam, that the examiner has created the questions in a graded, scaled manner, that you'll not be able to do all of them. And that is truth, and that is good. Okay? But more you do them, better your rank will be, because that is the key to be getting into the topmost ranks. So I hope you understand. Now I'll, you know, try to summarize. In any good quality competitive exam, there are easy questions which are qualifying questions, there are difficult questions which are discriminatory questions, and there are moderate difficulty level questions. And this is the truth of any exam. Now, if you make silly mistakes in the easy questions, they were qualifying questions and you made silly mistakes, nobody else would have got them wrong. Now, when you are giving, you know, computer generated exams like USMLE exams, where you have, you know, computerized marking system with, you know, psychometric analysis, then if you make, in those kind of exams, if you make silly mistakes into easy questions, your score will be pulled down massively. That's very, very important to understand for all the American aspirants as well. And in India, if you make silly mistakes on those easy qualifying questions, everybody would have got them right. And so, you know, you're pulling your ranks down. Definitely you're pulling your ranks down. And if you make a mistake in a discriminatory question, okay, it would not be that, you know, painful, because less number of people would have got it right. But if you get it right, your ranks are growing. So the key in the exam is about how offensive you are into the exam MCQ system. When you look at the questions, what do you tell yourself? You tell yourself that I know the answer, let me dig into it, I will be able to find it. There is an ability inside all of us. The ability is that when we read something, we understand, and then we extrapolate, and we are able to understand more than what we have read. Let me repeat. That is the beauty of human intelligence. Is you tell a human being five things, you're able to correlate and able to get to the six or seven as well. That is human intelligence. So that is where, you know, is the thin zone. Thin zone between what you have been taught in your classes and application into a tough question. So that is where, you know, I would recommend you practice. Please practice more questions. Give more tests. And every time you see a tough paper in your mock exams, instead of getting angry, think that, oh wow, this is an opportunity to sharpen my skills. This is an opportunity to learn the skill of applying my mind to a difficult problem. We need to learn to develop the cognitive skills of, you know, analysis, comprehension, and we need to reach to that level in a postgraduate exam to get to the topmost ranks. That is the key. So, you know, in a nutshell, how you handle the easy questions will determine your qualification into the exam, and how you handle the difficult comprehension analytical questions will determine the final rank discrimination between a rank 1 and 100 and 500. I hope this gives you the required insight, and I would strongly recommend that whenever you're doing a mock test, please do not shy away from a tough question. Do not retract when you see a tough question. Put your mind onto it. Put your mind onto it. Trust the power of the human brain. If you are given a problem, you're also given a solution in your mind by the God Almighty. Put your mind onto it. You will be able to solve it. I wish you all the best. Do let me know if these pep talks help you to form your perspective for competitive exams. God bless you.